the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. Great crowds accompanied Jesus on his way, and he turned and spoke to them. If any man comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life too, he cannot be my disciple. Anyone who does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And indeed, which of you here, intending to build a tower, would not first sit down and work out the cost to see if he had enough to complete it? Otherwise, if he laid the foundation and then found himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers would all start making fun of him and saying, "Here is a man who started to build and was unable to finish." Or again, what king, marching to war against another king, would not first sit down and consider whether with 10,000 men he could stand up to the other who advanced against him with 20,000? If not, then while the other king was still a long way off, he would send envoys to sue for peace. So in the same way, none of you can be my disciple unless he gives up all his possessions.
Jesus and his disciples have come to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Tabernacles. The porches around the temple are crowded with people listening to the lessons of the rabbis. Many press around Jesus, and he asks their reasons for doing so. "Because we love you," some reply, and some say, "Your words are different from the words of the others," or, "to see your miracles," or, "because we have heard people talk about you," or, "because you alone have words of eternal life and deeds which match your words." Then finally, some say, "because we want to join your disciples." Jesus looks at the people while they speak as if he wanted to pierce them with his eyes and read their most hidden thoughts. And some of them, who cannot resist his glance, go away or hide behind a column or behind people taller than they are. Jesus resumes, "But do you know what it means and what it is to follow me? I'm replying to those words only, because curiosity does not deserve a reply, and because those who hunger for my words obviously love me and wish to join me. So, those who have spoken form two groups: curious people whom I disregard, and volunteers to whom I wish to make known the severity of that vocation. To follow me as a disciple means renouncing all affections for just one love, mine. The selfish love for oneself, the guilty love for riches, sensuality and power, the honest love for one's wife, the holy love for one's father and mother, the deep love for and of children and brothers, all must yield to my love if one wishes to be mine. I tell you solemnly that my disciples must be more free than birds flying in the sky, more free than winds blowing across the firmament, without anyone or anything holding them back. They must be free with no heavy chains, with no ties of material love, without even the thin cobwebs of the slightest barrier. The spirit is a delicate butterfly enclosed in the heavy cocoon of the flesh. Even the iridescent, imperceptible web of a spider, the spider of sensuality or the lack of generosity and sacrifice, can slow down its flight or stop it altogether. I want everything unreservedly. The Spirit needs such freedom and such generosity in giving to be sure that it is not entangled in the cobwebs of affections, habits, considerations, fears, stretched out like as many threads by the monstrous spider which is Satan, the robber of souls. If one wants to come to me and does not hate, in a holy manner, father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, and one's very life, one cannot be my disciple. I said, hate in a holy manner. Within your hearts you are saying, hatred, as he taught us, is never holy, so he is contradicting himself. No, I am not contradicting myself. I say that you must hate the heaviness of love, the sensual passion of love, for your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and for your very life. On the contrary, I order you to love relatives and life with the light freedom of spirits. Love them in God and for God, never postponing what God is to them, endeavouring and taking care to lead them where the disciple has already arrived, that is, to God the truth. In actual fact, the apparent hatred that I speak of, which consists in denying sensual satisfaction to one's life in order to give a more and more intense life to the Spirit, is love. It is love of the highest degree and the most blessed. Denying oneself base satisfactions, rejecting sensual affections, risking unfair reproaches, criticism and punishment, being rejected, cursed, and perhaps persecuted. All that is a sequence of grief. But it is necessary to embrace such grief and take it upon yourselves. It will become like a cross, a scaffold, on which all past faults are absolved to be justified by God, from whom you can obtain every true, mighty, holy grace for those whom we love. He who does not carry his cross and does not follow me cannot be my disciple. Therefore, you who say, we have come because we want to join your disciples, must ponder on that very carefully. It is not a shame, but it is wisdom to weigh and judge oneself and admit, both to oneself and others, I am not the stuff of which disciples are made. The heathens have, as a basis of one of their doctrines, the necessity of knowing oneself. Could not you Israelites do that to gain heaven? Remember this. Blessed are those who will come to me. But rather than come to betray me and him who sent me, it is better not to come at all and remain children of the law as you have been so far. Woe betide those who, after saying, I will come, cause damage to the Christ by being the betrayers of the Christian idea, scandalizing little ones and good people. Woe betide them. And yet there will always be some of them. You ought therefore to imitate him who wants to build a tower. First he carefully works out the necessary expenses and counts his money to ensure that he has enough to complete the work. Otherwise, after laying the foundation, he may have to stop building through lack of money, in which case he would lose what he had previously and would be left without a tower and without talents. And over and above, he will be scoffed at by people, saying, he began to build but was not able to finish the job. He can now stuff his stomach with the ruins of his unfinished building. Imitate the kings of the earth also by letting the poor events of the world be useful for supernatural teaching. when they want to go to war with another king, they calmly and carefully examine everything, the pros and cons. Then they consider whether the benefits of the conquest is worth the lives of the subjects. They study whether it is possible to conquer the place, whether their forces, who are half those of their enemy, but more pugnacious, can win. They rightly think that it is unlikely that 10,000 soldiers can beat 20,000. So, before clashing with the enemy, they send ambassadors with rich gifts for the other king. By doing so, they soothe him, as his suspicions had already been aroused by the military movements of the other. They disarm him with some proof of friendship. They dispel his doubts and fears, and they make a treaty of peace with him, which is always more advantageous than a war, both from the human and the spiritual point of view. That is what you must do before beginning a new life and fighting the world. Because to be my disciples implies going against the stormy and violent trend of the world, of the flesh, and of Satan. And if you feel that you do not have the courage to renounce everything for my sake, do not come to me, because you cannot be my disciples. Shortly before his passion and death, Jesus is speaking to a large crowd of people at the Temple of Jerusalem. He says, God himself has given a principle of faith. When he defined himself as the only God to whom worship is to be given, and when he said that fathers and mothers are second only to God, and as such they are entitled to be obeyed more than a teacher who is not divine. But if I now say to you, those who love their fathers and mothers more than they love me are not suitable for the kingdom of God, I do not say so to instill into your minds indifference towards your relatives, as you must respect and help them. Neither is it lawful to deprive them of assistance, saying, it is money for the temple, or deny them hospitality, saying, my office forbids me, or to take their lives, saying, I kill you because you love the master. But I say so that you may love your relatives with just love, that is, with love that is patient and strong in its meekness, without hating a relative who sins and gives sorrow. Such a relative may not follow you on the way of life, that is, on my way, with love that knows how to choose between my law and family selfishness and violence. Love your relatives, obey them in everything that is holy, but be ready to die, not to kill, but I say to die, if they want to persuade you to betray the vocation given to you by God to be citizens of the kingdom of God that I've come to establish. Jesus says to Maria Valtorta, it is true that I told you to be as wise as serpents, but not with human prudence. I also told you that to follow me one must be bold, going against everyone, against self-love, against power when it persecutes you because you are my followers, and against a father, a mother, a wife, children, when, out of human affection and earthly concern, they want to keep you from following my way. For one thing alone is necessary, to save one's soul, even by losing bodily life to obtain eternal life. Early in his public life, Jesus says to his apostles, the real enemies of man are men as well as demons, and the enemies of the new man, of the Christian, will be his relatives at home with their complaints, their threats, or their entreaties. But from now on, he who prefers his father and mother to me is not worthy of me, and he who prefers his son or daughter to me is not worthy of me. He who does not take his cross daily, complex as it is, made of resignation, renunciation, obedience, heroism, sorrow, illness, mourning, made of anything that reveals the will of God or a test for man. And he who does not follow with this cross in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Anyone who values earthly life more than the spiritual one will lose true life. Anyone who loses his earthly life for my sake will find an eternal, blissful one.